Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. It's good to be here with you, and especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend John Bradbury back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. He's an outstanding advisor to companies large and small, works with both sides from startup to Fortune 500, and we're the beneficiaries of what he's learned when he's working with all these different folks up and down the food chain, so to speak. John Bradbury, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Welcome. Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here, John. Good to have you back. So, John, in 1998, I started telling my audience that the 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur. That the 20th century was the century of the major corporation. If you look back on the 20th century, small businesses were pretty much backwater mom and pops, you know, vendors, suppliers, craftspeople, retailers, shops, things like that. But toward the end of the 20th century, that started changing, and small businesses started becoming more integrated with big companies and more important, more sophisticated, and because they needed us to do that. Well, when we started hanging out with them a little bit more, big companies started saying, "Whoa, I think these little guys are onto something. They don't have as much trouble making decisions. They don't have to have 16 committee meetings, and they're a lot more nimble than we are. Mm-hmm. If they ever get more powerful, they'll outcompete us and things like that." So, I predicted that more big companies would want to be more like us, and what I feared was that small businesses would take that for granted. What do you think?
I think you're right on target, both with the prediction and how it's played out in terms of big companies. I work with a few global companies that are trying to compete in more entrepreneurial markets, and so they're the proverbial battleship, and trying to change the organization, change the practices within the organization, and as you know, that's very difficult. Ultimately, it comes down to changing individual behavior, which mm-hmm. is one of the most difficult things to do, and that won't ever change in terms of that reality. But I'm also seeing, as I think you do, entrepreneurs who feel that just because they have the title of a business owner, are that they have the entitlement of being entrepreneurial.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact,
whether they do anything entrepreneurial or not.
Exactly. They may. I've worked with a lot of founders who fall into patterns that are very much like what they would have done in a large company,
mm-hmm.
and they're not making decisions as quickly as they should. They're not experimenting. They're not taking appropriate risks. Thinking through risk reward.
Isn't this human nature? I mean, isn't this so natural for humans to do stuff like this? I mean, here we got big companies. If you walked up to 100 CEOs of major corporations, and you said, "Here is in this little box is the key to making your organization more entrepreneurial." There's no telling what they would write you a check for that box if you could actually do it. And then you walk over to a little company, and they're trying to become more like the big companies, where they don't realize that they own the key that this big company would pay millions of dollars for.
Yep. Yep. Well, ultimately, it's not a single switch that's either on or off. Question is, what are the principles that help? You know, all large companies have many different cultures, different parts of the organization.
And more, more is the pity.
Than others. What's that?
And more is the pity.
Right. And, there's a whole range of kinds of smaller startup companies, and some are more entrepreneurial. Some are more entrepreneurial on Monday than they are Friday. What are they doing Monday versus Friday? And I suspect one of the key core principles is, if you look at larger companies and what keeps them from moving in or competing in more innovative entrepreneurial ways. For me, it boils down to fear, being driven consciously or unconsciously by being afraid of what Wall Street's going to say.
Oh yeah.
Of what
fealty to the share price.
Fealty to the share price, to this quarter's earnings.
Yeah, that's it.
All of that's important in terms of execution, but it can be, of course, a binding. And many entrepreneurs have the same kind of fear. But
for big companies, it's not so much self-imposed, because those are real fears for them. For small companies, to impose that kind of fear on themselves is ridiculous. It's snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
Right, and if you come from a large company, you may bring that mindset with you.
That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought, John. We're going to come back and expand this thinking a little bit. Folks, I promise you, you're holding a key in a box that's very powerful and very valuable. Use it. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.